Well, Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. I hope today is a day of God's grace and joy in your lives, a day of celebration, and a day of peace for you and for all your families and your friends, for all those who you gather with this day. It's always interesting that we gather at the darkest time of the year. You know, this is the time of the year when there's the least amount of sun. And yet we gather to celebrate the light of the world coming into the world, as John tells us so beautifully in his gospel today, in the opening of his gospel today, that beautiful proclamation of the Word of God coming into the world. That proclamation that God himself came to earth, that God took on human flesh, he became one of us, and was born of the Virgin Mary. So we celebrate today that the Savior of the world has been born. The one who has come to save us from sin has been born. Now, I'm always struck by the fact that God works not with a big spectacle. You know, we always see in TV the booming voice, you know, you think the Ten Commandments, you know, the thunder and the lightning and the big voice. But that's not how God worked. Our Lord Jesus Christ came simply. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords came not into a great palace, not in a major city in the world, but he was born in a relatively obscure part of the world. Bethlehem was not known for much of anything in that region, and it wasn't even really known outside of the region of Jerusalem and Judah and Galilee. And he was born, again, not in a castle, but in simple surroundings. We always see, you know, our Lord surrounded by animals, because he was born, you know, was laid in a manger, laid in a stone food trough for animals. Very simple surroundings. And the announcement of his coming wasn't to great kings and wealthy rulers and those with great power, but instead to simple shepherds, to those who were out tending their flocks, really one of the lowest of the low. The shepherds were not looked upon very highly at that time. And yet, those were the ones that the angels came to proclaim this good news of salvation. A reminder for us that we, in our world, need to reach out to those among us who we consider low. This is also a reminder for us that God does not, again, proclaim grandiose things, but he talks to us through small, simple, ordinary things. That when God is reaching out to us, he does so through small tugs of the heart. When he works in our lives, it's through small, simple tugs of our heart. And that when God is speaking to us, again, it's not the boom, the thunderous voice, but it's that small whisper deep in our souls, talking to us, calling us to him. We celebrate today the fact that through the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are no longer trapped by sin. Sin no longer has the hold on us that it did, because we know that God loved us solely, that he sent his only begotten Son. He sent his Son to become one of us. And because of that, sin no longer traps us, but now we are open to eternal life. We can receive eternal life. Now we can call out Emmanuel, which the gospel at the vigil last night tells us means God is with us. We can call out that God is with us because our Lord Jesus Christ has been born. So this morning we celebrate and rejoice at the coming of that Savior and celebrate that infant who was born to save the world.